Blog Talk Radio.
Rodney Perry, you're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live, and we are getting it in once again the way we like to do it. First of all, thank you guys for continuing to support the show. The show is amazing. We're quickly headed to our 200th episode. That's right, 200 amazing shows, and we cannot do it without you. What's going on in my world? Of course, we're on tour with Off the Chain Live. I will be shooting my comedy special in Los Angeles this week. That's right, this Wednesday in LA, and all the people that are near and dear to me, you'll be getting like a personal invite, so look for that. And we'll be shooting that out probably today, this evening. So super duper excited about that. Chattanooga, you up next. We'll see y'all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Chattanooga at the Comedy Catch. Five big shows in Chattanooga. Nashville, Tennessee, we got y'all Sunday, Nashville, Tennessee, Off the Chain Live at Zany's, two shows at Zany's, and then Wednesday, 27, 28, Atlanta. Y'all say y'all want to see O'Reilly Perry. Well, your wish has been granted. Wednesday, August 27th and August 28th, Atlanta, Georgia. The Punchline will be in full effect, and then I'll be coming to Chicago, Jokes and Notes, on the 29th. That's Labor Day weekend, so you know, I'll leave Atlanta and go straight to Chicago. Chicago, please know that it's going down, son. Work. Labor Day weekend will never be the same in the Chi. And I always like to be, you know, home, get some good barbecue from Chicago and just get it in. So I'm excited about that. So my guest for today, man, a guy that's been here before and also man, a group that is just really making a name for themselves so fast. They go by the name of Havoc Jones, and Havoc Jones is wreaking havoc in the music industry. So we'll be talking to the lovely ladies of Havoc Jones in a few minutes, and then later on, we'll be talking to my man, Mr. Eric Robeson. Get ready. This show is about to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, you better know. This is Rodney Perry, and you tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Check this out. They might even go Acapulco on you. Havoc Jones is cold. Check this out.
What's up, y'all? We are Havoc Jones. That's Havoc with a K, H-A-V-O-K. Jones.
We are so sorry we've been MIA. We do apologize. MIA. We do have a lot of major things coming up. Maybe we can't wait to share it with you, Kevin.
And we're going to sing songs for y'all.
Call someone like you.
Yeah.
All right, y'all ready?
Here we
go.
Your dream.
Hey y'all, stay right there. We come back more Rodney Perry Live.
Fourth down, coach. What do we do?
I'll tell you what we do.
I want you to go on the field, look for anyone with an O.
Let's kill them
with kindness. Jimmy, I want you to make balloon animals. Tyler, make little tea cozy, something fun.
Are you okay?
We will win this for Mother Russia.
Coach, eat a Snickers.
Why is that, Chief?
You get a little loopy when you're hungry. Better.
Better.
Let's go work!
Yeah! Go get him, guys.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Hey, y'all. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I have the distinct pleasure of talking with probably four of the most lovely human beings on the planet. Welcome to the show, Havoc Jones. What's up, ladies?
Hey!
Turn down for what? Okay.
I don't know.
You guys, do y'all do it, everything in unison?
Yeah.
Almost. I love it. Hey, first of all, thank you for coming on. You guys sound amazing. Amazing.
Thank you for having us.
Right. Man, first of all, tell me about the name. What is Havoc Jones?
Well, Havoc Jones is a four-member girl group based out of Atlanta. We have three girls from Atlanta, one girl from Chicago. And basically,
that's my hometown.
Four lead
shout
singers.
Word up. Okay, go. I'm sorry.
And we have four lead singers with one sound. Basically, we have Havoc, and then we have Jones. So a lot of the times when we perform in Atlanta, you might catch Havoc, and that's when we turn it up. We got a little gangster in us.
Get ready.
Right. Get more ratchet. But we also have Jones, where we stick to the roots of R&B, and we're very sexy and sensual and ladylike.
Okay, so the members of the group, I want y'all to introduce yourselves. We got Kia. Did I say it right?
Hey.
Yep.
Hi, Kia. Mayday. Okay, Mayday. I love it. And Ari B?
That would be Ari B.
Ari B. Okay, I messed that completely up. And Nico.
Okay, so
you guys are all lead singers. In your own right, was it a tough decision to become part of a group?
No, not at all.
It was
kind
very,
of just came together.
Yeah, it was very natural, like just gelled.
So how did you guys connect the dots? Like, how did it all happen?
Well, we all kind of had the same vocal coach growing up. She's Queen Washington, that's our manager. And she decided to put together a girl group, so she, like, strategically picked everybody she wanted to be in the girl group, like, from the tones, like, whose personality would mesh well, and the look, experience, you know, so that's how Happy Jones came about.
Okay, so they got y'all broke down, so, okay, let me get this right. So, Kia, they got you listed as goofy, strong, reserved, and confident. Is that true?
Some of it's true.
Okay, Mayday, they have you as wild, fun, crazy, and carefree.
That's right.
That sounds right.
That's me.
I love it. And Ari B, Ari B, you must keep it so real. Okay, Ari B, the realest, forward, little feisty, and energetic. Is that true, Ari B?
Yes, it is very true. That is very true.
So, and Nico, they have you listed as awkward. Wait a minute. I saw y'all pictures. Ain't none of y'all awkward. Okay. they have you listed as awkward, innovative, weird, and emotional.
Yeah, so much is awkward. I just like making people feel uncomfortable. That's what I live for.
Okay, so who's from Chicago?
That would be Ari B.
You know what? I heard it. When she was like, no, that's Ari B, I was like, that's Chicago girl right there. I knew it. So,
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh.
It was very gangster. So, you guys are a quadruple force. We haven't heard the likes of somebody like this since, like, In Vogue, like, or like TLC or Escape. So, what do you guys think about following in the footsteps of such great female groups?
It would be an honor to follow in their footsteps, but one thing that we did, aside from any other girl group, is we studied their flaws as well as their accomplishments so that we can kind of surpass their footsteps. We don't want to be like them, but we want to take what we learned from them to be greater than them.
Wow. Well said. Well said. So, all right, tell me about the vocal coach, the manager, Miss Queen, that had the vision to put you guys together, man. What do y'all love about her?
We love everything about Miss Queen. Miss Queen, keep it 100 all
really?
The time. She will not sugarcoat anything. She always tells us, like, that was flat. And, like, she always over-exaggerate when we do, like, a bad note or whatever. She'll be like, oh, no, it sounds like this. And then we'll, like, kind of get mad, but then we'll be like, okay, yeah, you're right, it did sound bad.
Okay.
But she always keeps it 100 with us, and she believes in us to the utmost. Like, she loves us, and we love her dearly. She's the one that, like, stayed down from the jump.
Right, wow.
We love Miss Queen.
So, man, you guys are blowing up. How exciting is it, you know, to be from, you know, Chicago and Atlanta and to be performing it on some of the stages you guys have performed on? Like, how exciting is that?
It's a blessing.
Yes, it's an honor and it's a blessing. Like, it's a dream come true because, like, the other week, we were just in New York, and it's like everything happening so fast before our eyes, and it's like, is this really happening?
Right.
Like, you know,
everything
we've like,
been working for is,
yeah,
like,
it's finally
coming to
place.
Yeah.
So it's like, we really do, like, appreciate it. Thousands of times.
All right, so since y'all keep it 100, I'm going to have to ask Ari B this, because I know she going to keep it real. So who is the Beyonce?
Nobody the Beyonce of the group. I think one thing that makes us different from other girl groups is that we all are four lead singers. We all can sing, we all can dance, we all can write, we all can do the whole thing. So it's no Beyonce in the group. Sorry. We love her though.
We study her, trust me.
We look up to her. She's an amazing artist. She made history. And we just basically trying to do the same thing, you know.
We
want people to be like, who's the key of the group or who's the mayday of the group? You know what I'm saying? That's what we trying to say.
Nice. Well said. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's give the people a chance to listen. You know what I'm saying? The new EP drops at the end of the month. And you guys are going to be with Tank on Tuesday at ATL Live in the Park, man. That's going to be crazy hot. It's Atlanta. Are y'all going to smash the stage?
Hell yeah!
We're
turning up.
We're going to turn it on.
Man, because you know ATL Live in the Park is like, I saw what's his name there? I saw like probably 10 different people there right before they blew up. So it's one of those things that, those stages that you hit that, and it's like the next time you see people, they're like, you know, huge stars. So, man, that's dope. And you guys are rocking the Luda Day Block Party.
Yeah.
Man, man. Y'all get it in, okay. Oh, that's the boy. Y'all get it on a major level. You guys are doing, like, work with Tank, or are y'all with him, or, like, how does that work?
I mean, that would be an honor if we could, but no. Yeah, we're just opening up so far. Yeah. But, I mean, once we cross paths, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, that open up a gateway to other opportunities.
Let's do this then, Havoc Jones. I mean, y'all all together. Y'all like, you know, I know y'all ain't afraid to go Acapulco. So can y'all sing a little something?
We would love to. You ready?
I'll stay ready.
What's it gonna be? 'Cause I can't pretend. Don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go. Don't let go. Have the right to lose control.
Wow. Let me tell y'all something. This is Rodney Perry keeping it completely real with y'all. I never ask people to sing because people sound crazy over the phone, right? You guys sound amazing. You know what I mean? And that's over the phone. I can only imagine how – I mean, I got chills right now. You know, when you get them gospel chills, y'all gave me the church chills. Girl, let me tell y'all, man, I'm a Havoc Jones fan. Wait, let me get some music.
Oh, thank you.
This is crazy, man. You guys are so dope to me. Okay, y'all did a version of Who Can I Run To. I'm going to play that right now, and then we're going to come back. We're going to chat a little more. I can't thank y'all enough. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Havoc Jones. That's Mayday. Oh, yeah. Gary B. Nico, Kia, we get it in. Hey, y'all, this is Havoc Jones. And they did this joint, man. It sounds amazing. Who can I run to? It's my joint right here.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned to the Rodney Perry Live. Who was that guy in that last note at the end? Who did that?
Kia Lee.
Hey, that's me. Kia got deep up in there. Go ahead, girl. Okay. Hey, y'all, we are back. We are back. The show is going to be crazy tomorrow. You guys have an amazing sound. What do you guys want?
Success.
Yeah.
We want success, but we also want to kind of redirect our generation as far as the women go.
Being impactful.
Yeah, being impactful, reminding women that unity will get you further than trying to do it on your own.
And yes. To stop hating. You know what I'm saying? If you see a bad female, she look good, she just doing it. Don't hate her. Compliment her. Tell her she look good. You know, make somebody feel good about themselves. Don't hate, you know?
We're trying to bring back sisterhood.
Yes.
And more show people that sisterhood is still alive.
Wow. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. We're talking to Havoc Jones. These ladies are awesome. Kia Elise, Mayday, Ari B, and Nico. You can check them out on their website. They have a website. Everything is Havoc Jones Music. The website is HavocJonesMusic.com. The Twitter is Havoc Jones Music, and the Facebook, and also the IG. And y'all, Instagram is like crazy dope, you know. You guys get it in. y'all got y'all white outfits ready for tomorrow?
Yes, we do.
So how is it? I mean, because you guys are all, you know, obviously individuals. You know, you guys are all lead singers, but you also operate as a unit. So, like, how do you maintain your individuality at the same time maintaining your identity as a group?
But naturally, we're so different. Like, if we were on our own as soloists, we would be in four different lanes. So when we put that together, it kind of forms this new thing. And it's like, you can't really call it anything because there's nothing out like it. It's like a new sound, a new look. Everybody gets to be themselves because that's a part of Havoc Jones.
Well, y'all are definitely getting it in so many levels. I'm going through y'all Instagram page right now. I'm like, I want to be in their life. They look exciting.
Talk us, please talk us. Yes.
So the EP is coming out. Tell me about it. What can people look for?
Our EP is coming out pretty soon. It's basically called The Rededication, and we basically giving thanks back to the other girl groups that came before us.
Oh, nice. That's dope to even want to do that. That's, like, incredible to me. Yeah, that's super hot. So
thank you.
Ladies, I mean, Havoc Jones is at the beginning, so to speak. 5 years from now, I know I ain't gonna be able to get y'all on this little show. we talked about what y'all wanted in the grander scheme. What's y'all short term goals, man? What do y'all want like next month?
We want to be on somebody's tour, opening up for somebody.
On BET, you know, that would be nice.
We just want to make moves,
yeah,
$1 million moves.
Well, I think those moves are coming, man. You guys sound amazing. You look awesome. I guess this is the question I ask as a father with five girls. Are you guys dating? Are you available? Y'all don't have time, do y'all?
No, we don't have time for anything but Havoc Jones right now.
I love it. Good stuff. So now, y'all been together for a minute, you know. I'm sure they're approaching y'all with all these reality shows and trying to create some drama. Is that something you guys would be interested in?
No, sir.
I mean, the reality of Havoc Jones, maybe, but we're not into the whole drama thing and
the fake reality.
Yeah, the fake reality. Like, if you want to know what goes on in our day, cool. But.
Wow. So what is a typical day like for you guys? I mean, of course, you know, the next few weeks are like crazy, super duper busy. So is that what it is most of the time?
It is, and even if we don't have events, it's like we have to get up and work out. Then we have to do vocal training. Then we have to do live performance training. Then we have to do recording sessions, interviews. It's writing sessions. Like we have a wonderful team that's kind of molding us for what we're going to have to do in the future, even if it's not really happening right now. So, I mean, we're just busy all the time. We're trying to be great.
I completely get that, and I think, you know, big hand clap to your team because, you know, I interview people. I interview artists all the time. You guys are so clear. Y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Can I keep it really real? Like, anytime I interview a group, when I interview a group, I'm like, please don't let them be together, you know, because it's always, like, noisy in the background and something going on. But you guys, like, have one voice. Like, even speaking to you is like interviewing one person with a common mind. Y'all like Star Trek. Y'all fly.
I love that one.
Well, thank you.
Good stuff. Well, I tell you what, we're going to play – Who Can I Run To Again, and people just need to hear you guys. Of course, you got tons of stuff going up. You guys can go to the website. That's Havoc Jones Music. You can find out everything they got going on there. The Twitter, the Facebook, and Instagram is Havoc Jones Music. Anything y'all want to cover before we sign off?
Yes, sir. Make sure they're spelling Havoc with a K. So it's H-A-V-O-K. Jones and Music with a K, M-U-S-I-K.
But is the website also Music with a K?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you guys got it straight from Havoc Jones' mouth. That's H-A-V-O-K-J-O-N-E-S-M-U-S-I-K, Havoc Jones Music. And, man, these are an awesome, awesome group of ladies. And we had them here on Roddy Perry Live first. That's right. I'm going to claim y'all. I know it might not be true, but I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it because I needed to go down. Okay, here we go. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, Havoc Jones, Who Can I Run To? This is so dope. Y'all killed this. I mean, with a T, too, with killed it. All right, ladies. Hey, y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a great show tomorrow, and have a great month, and I'll see y'all out in the streets of ATL soon. Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, sis. Thank you.
Oh, can I run to? Can I run to? comes to being better, what's better? Being better or worse?
Better!
Okay, and what are you better at?
I'm better at telling jokes.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Queen.
Queen who?
Queen, my dishes, please.
Queen.
It's Queen to make it funny.
He doesn't get it.
It's not complicated. Better is better. And AT&T is the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network.
If you're looking for the latest in comedy, news, and entertainment, the only place to go is the Humor Mill. Check out the website, humormillmag.com. Humor Mill, the only place for comedy, news, and entertainment. I see you, Frank.
Hey, y'all, it's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I can't thank you guys enough for continuing to support the show. And you can support the show a few ways. Of course, you can listen to us live Mondays at 2 p.m. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can do this. You can just go to my website, RodneyPerry.com, or to blogtalkradio.com/Rodney Perry Live, and you can check out the archives. That's right. We got shows, man. People like Eric Robeson has been on the show. People like Kim Whitley, Monique, Kevin Hart has been on the show, and it's all these great shows, they never go away. So check this out. Kevin came on the show, and he gave Rodney Perry some props.
Oh, thank you. I can't even lie. I'm happy for Jackass right now. I love the way Rodney, you a hustler, Rodney. I hate to say it. You know I love to trash you. I love to trash you and say bad things, but you son of a bitch, you continue to impress me by putting together your stuff, and it's actually getting more professional and better as you go on, dude. And I can see you with this host and stuff, man, the questions you're asking me. You used to be dumb.
He's
really good.
Hey, it's your boy Rodney Perry, and yes, I used to be dumb, but I'm smart now, and I'm smart enough to have, again, one of my friends on the show. Welcome to the show, Mr. Eric Robeson. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rodney, how you doing, bro? I do not think you're dumb, man. I think you're one of the smartest and funniest brothers I know.
Hey, man, hey, I accept that, and thank you. Man, you got another project on the streets, dog. Let me ask you something, Eric, before you even get into that. You constantly touring. You a family man. You got a wife. You got the kids. I know you give them as much time as anybody father can do, any husband can do. When do you have time to record another album?
you find the time, man. You find the time and you find everything else. You know, the same way you got to find time to come up with more jokes and stuff like that. What I would tell you is that a lot of this album was recorded. A lot of those horn parts were cut with the kids around us. You know, when you have so much time on the road, family time is so important that a lot of stuff that I do now is not really separate. You know, you pretty much almost wouldn't be surprised if you heard a kid behind me right now. Though I know you wouldn't, because my kids are with me. But I would do an interview. I have done interviews with the kids around me. I'm at the point now we just got to bring them up in the environment, man, right around everything.
Yeah.
Because if not, I mean, either you got to stop working or you ain't going to see your kids. You know what I mean?
For me, I
got to have both, man. I got to spend time with my little guys. And at the same time, I got to keep it moving, got to keep the work going. Because I wake up with songs in my head. I wake up with ideas. And, for me, the albums are really me just trying to get these ideas out of my mind.
Man, you are definitely getting it out of your mind. First of all, the artwork is sick. The name of the new joint is called The Box. The vibe, just looking at the cover is just sick, dude. You know, I mean, it takes me back to, you know, when you saw Frank Sinatra on the cover of an album. That's what it feels like. What were you going for visually? Because I know you're very deliberate on your look, too.
Well, you know, the look really... The album cover, you know, the fact that I'm pretty much wearing a suit, top hat, lapel pin, like really tailored and thought out, but I got a boombox next to me. And
nice.
That's really what the whole sound of the album, when people listen to the album, it all is the same feel. It's like we're tailored and mature, you know, we suited and booted on stage. But yet, at the end of the day, we hip-hop kids. We grew up in a certain age, but there's a certain kind of swag, a certain level of a low end, and boom bap that comes with everything we do. So So that's the main thing. I mean, I'm pulling from Frank Sinatra, from Cab Calloway, from all those different things, but I'm pulling from Big Daddy Kane just as much as all of them, you know.
Hey, I get it.
So it's really a marriage of different genres. There's a lot of – it's really the goal that I wanted to make musically with this album, and it really came out of the creativity. I can't sit here and say I came with this big plan, and then it worked. We were working on music that started forming like this, and what it really was the marriage of, like, program drums, hip-hop drums with, like, super live instrumentation. So let's imagine we put Outkast in the studio and said, we just want you to do the drum beat. And we put Sade in the room and said, we just want you to do the guitar and keys. And we put Earth, Wind & Fire in and said, we want you to do the horns. And mix it all together and really worked hard to make it all marry together. That's what this album came out with. I'm extremely proud of this album.
Man, you have such an incredible body of work. Your fans are super duper loyal. Are you ever worried that you're in your creative process? Do you consider, like, are they gonna like this, or do you do it for you?
It's a great question. You know, I practice something we call a process over product, and for me and everything I do, really, for the most part, I have people that are responsible for the product side of it. For me, I just try to stay in the process zone of everything, and that's more of like just really enjoying the now, being as true to it as I possibly can be. And if I know that I can do my best, I can give my best when I'm in that zone, whether that's being a father or a husband or, you know, a singer or a performer on stage, whatever, I know that I do my best when I'm not considering results, when I'm considering that I've worked hard to do this, and I have time to do this, but let me do this particular thing. And, you know, for me, I'm not afraid of failing. It doesn't guarantee that it's going to work the best or whatever, but I know that I will at least be able to give my all. You know, like Rob, you know, I make songs up from scratch. We'll make a song up completely off the spot. Now,
you're the most gangster freestyle singer in the world.
But, you know, the only way that works is if I don't think about it. I just got to do it. The moment I'm thinking, man, is that going to work? Or, man, how am I going to include that word? I've already failed. It's not going to work, I promise you. But if I just go into it and it just start, where I'm just as surprised that it's working as your work, you're surprised, that's the way that I guess I accomplish most of the things that I'm trying to accomplish. And I've trusted now. I trust that in, like I said, my personal life as well as my creative life and business life.
Man, you got collabos on this one, Tracy Lee, Dave Hollister, King, Pharoah Munch, Pop.
Yeah.
Pop is on this joint.
Yeah, man. I mean, even that, like, my father's singing on this album, and that came from, I came by to listen to the album. That, you know, they happened to stop by, let me hear the album. And I was working on that particular song when they stopped by, and I was, I don't know if I did the verses yet. I know I had the hook. I said, Pop, get in there to sing some, man. You know, my pop saved me, great voice. And he got in and just started having fun, man, and that's what you hear. It was a beautiful time, man. He's looking at my mom, and he's crying in the vocal booth, and she's looking at him, and she's crying, listening to him. And it was probably my highlight of making the record, man. It was just a beautiful, beautiful moment, you know, that probably a memory I in my mind when listening to that song, listening to the album.
Man, I'm super excited about this Dave Hollister collabo. I know you guys toured as part of the gospel trio.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys went around the country, so obviously you guys forged some sort of relationship. What was it like to reconnect with him?
The great thing about, you know, the United Tenors records I did with him, as well as, you know, Fred and Brian Courtney Wilson, you know, that was my proudest musical moment I've ever had, you know, I must say. And not just musically was it amazing, but the brotherhood, I tell you, me and those guys, we all talk every day, mainly through text message, but we all, almost a day doesn't go by that we all don't speak together, and including the band, man. I mean, just it became a strong brotherhood. Mm. So it was real easy, man. I was sharing songs with him, and he hit me back, said, man, this box joint is fire. And I remember it was funny because I had to have the album done real soon, and he's like, well, I'm about to leave, you know, to go on tour. I'm leaving in a couple of hours to go on tour. I get back on. He's like, I get back on maybe Sunday. And I'm like, Sunday. Can you do a Sunday night? Because I probably got to mix it by Monday morning. So next day he called me back like, oh, man, I just went ahead and did it. I'm talking about he's knocking out so fast.
Really?
You know, you're talking about one of the most amazing lead vocalists you stop and think of musically we've had. So it was – I wasn't one bit surprised that he went in the vocal booth and knocked it out. He got to catch a flight. He like, oh, before I catch a flight, let me just go in this, behind this mic and just knock this out real quick. And what you hear is once again Dave's amazing delivery again, you know.
Man, you got a great song here called Mark on Me. Tell me about that joint, man.
You know, for me, I pull a lot from movies a lot. I watch a movie with no sound on and write about what I'm witnessing and stuff, what I'm seeing. But as a part of the movie Boomerang, that I've always been a big fan of, and that's the part where the tables kind of turn on Eddie Murphy, and
mm-hmm.
he's like, he's laying in the bed, and the girl's leaving. He's like, and she's like, call me. You know, she's like, I'm like, man, this is something he's heard women tell him all the time.
Right.
And you know, here's the point where the tables get turned. And that's happened in my life. You know, I mean, we all think that we all got it sorted out. But every once in a while, you know, the tables get turned on us. And that's kind of what that song really is about, is the moment that you thought you had the upper hand. But truth be told, at the end of the day, man, she left a strong mark on you, you know, and it can be turned in a positive way as well. Like, it doesn't have to be that, you know, your girl, you know, is dogging them out or nothing like that. It can really just be that now I can't get my mind off this girl, man. I can't, you know, she's what I think about. I smell her hair when I'm at work, you know, just whatever. So,
wow.
However you want to take it, negative or positive. You know, it's just a song that, you know, cats can, I believe, relate to and women can appreciate.
I love it. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Mr. Eric Robeson. You know him. E-Ro is in the building. The name of the new project is called The Box. That's right. Funky Fresh Clothes with the boom box in the right-hand corner. Let's play this song, Eric. Name of the song is Mark on Me. You can look at it from your perspective or from this perspective, but know that, hey, you got a mark left on your head.
I know that's right.
Here we go, y'all. Roddy Perry Live.
It didn't go like I had planned. I thought after we shared an evening that I would have the upper hand. But the thought of this girl ain't leaving. She's constantly on my mind, and I thought it would be the other way around, and I find the games I played on me right now, cause I smell her hair, and I smell her perfume, even though I know she's not there, and I can't resume, oh, she left a mark on me,
she left a mark on me.
Make this feeling go away. Seem like I wake up every day hoping that this feeling's gone. But of course now I'm reminded that I'm wrong, and I dream about her all night long. She's dancing in my head like a song. What is going on? Cause I smell her hair and I smell her perfume, even though I
I'm that man in Boomerang. Oh, she left her mark.
Roddy Perry, you're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. That's Eric Robeson. Mark on me. Eric, dude, first of all, what is that? What is that sound? That little, is it keys? It's got like a little thing that go way up. That was dope.
I want to say what you're talking about is the one of the best guitar players you will ever hear, and that's a brother named Jubu, who played guitar on that record, and you mostly could see him playing with Frankie Beverly and Maze.
He is dope. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's his main gig, man. I appreciate him lending his talent, man. He can make that guitar do stuff, man, that don't even make no sense. So he jumped in and blessed the track. So there's a lot of people. There's also a guy named Mike Snoddy that keys for Frankie Beverly and Maze, and he's the one who produced the track with Jubal.
Man, the box is out on the streets tomorrow, you know, and we got lucky enough to hear some of the tracks, man, ahead of time. Eric, James Brown's story is out in the streets in movie theaters. What do you want people to say when they start to make the Eric Robeson movie?
Oh, man, you know, that's so funny. I need to really think about that. You know, what would I want to be said? I think there might have been something different 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think mostly, you know, as I'm 40 years old now, and I look back, I'm very appreciative of my opportunity. But I want to say that I left a great deal to the foundation of what is continuously being built that I stood on first and foremost to get here. If it wasn't for James Brown and Nat King Cole and Stevie Wonder and even Bob Marley and so many people, I wouldn't have the opportunities that I have to do music. So, you know, I think not only just creatively, but just the fact that we've always had a door open for people that are trying to do things musically and business in general. We tried to help out as much as we could as we went further. I mean, I say we because I can't even just take it as that it was an I thing. So if the story is told about me, the story will really be told about us because it's always been that way. You know, it's kind of, you know, we were talking off tape, you know, about, off the mic about just how much Michael Bazin, we wouldn't have the friendship we have if we didn't meet through Mike. And, you know, and so many people helped to make certain connections, to make certain things build. So that was my thing, man, that I helped a lot of people and got a lot of help, you know what I mean? And to be able to do something that God has blessed us with the ability to do.
Eric Robeson, y'all, he's on the line, Rodney Perry Live, August 22nd, ATL, Center Stage. You can go to Eric's website and get all of the other information. He got tons of stuff going on. You understand? Your schedule is crazy this summer, man. August going into September, going into October, man. Is that your freest when you're on stage live?
No, you know, for me, you know, I think when you get that right line performed correctly inside the studio booth, it's a very similar high. Or when your kids ask for your CD in the car, sing along to your song. There's so many highs that, you know, that you really can enjoy. What I would tell everybody is that, you know, touring is a stressful. I'm sure you already know this. Touring is a very stressful time.
Yeah.
So what I will say is that the stage is such a stress reliever because, you know, flights are delayed or backline is not right or, you know, somebody's equipment ain't working correctly or, you know, the bass player and the guitar player are arguing over, you know, you know, some chick or something, you know, whatever scenario, it's just bonkers crazy. And you're like, man, if I could just get on this stage and just let that take over. What I will say is, from a touring standpoint, that is your biggest peace of mind. That stage is your escape, you know, is your escape from the stresses of just whatever. Like, you know, you supposed to be on the radio in 10 minutes, but you're stuck in traffic, ain't going to be there for 30 minutes, and you know, program director calling you, where y'all at, you know, and you're trying to get all this stuff done. You're like, man, if I just go on the stage tonight, I'm going to be all right, you know. And I have a good time every time I'm on stage, you know, as you already know, man. So, you know, we got this crazy tour that started up, and we'll be touring for the rest of the year for the most part. And I look forward to it, you know. I look forward to every single night.
The Box is your 10th album. 10. Like, yeah. I mean, as you reflect on your journey, man, I mean, I'm just like, that's amazing, man. That's a huge milestone. Like, what's it like for you as you sit, when you sit in your own space and go, man, I done put out 10 albums, dude?
I'm surprised. You know, I'm surprised because I still remember making the first record, you know, or the second one. I'm surprised. And, you know, with each album, you're writing it and going, and you're giving your all to it. You know, you're digging in and trying different subjects and telling different stories. And there comes a moment you will question, man, will I be able to write the next song? Is there any more left? What am I going to find? And that's why I say you really focus on that process aspect, because those questions, man, can cripple you. The only way I've been able to be productive is when I get an idea, when I get a song, when I get a feeling, I chase it, you know. But I know I got a long way to go. Like, you know, I've had a fortunate opportunity of doing shows with, you know, like Roy Ayers and so many other greats. And if you ask them how many albums they got, man, they say, man, I put out 132 albums. You're like, okay. Well, you know what?
Let me go take my little 10 and sit down somewhere. Yeah.
Exactly. That's a humbling moment. You know, you go, okay, well, I got 10. You got 132. Oh, well, I guess I got more work to do. Somebody's out hustling me, so let me keep rocking, you know?
Wow. Well, you definitely hard out hustle. You can check him out on Twitter. I am Eric Roberson. On Facebook as well as I am Eric Roberson. And on IG, he's E-Roll44. Your birthday is coming up, man. You got any plans? You doing something big?
Man, you know what? I'm supposed to have a show on my birthday. The staff is trying to challenge me to take this gig on my birthday, which could easily happen. The main plan is that the same month is one of my oldest son's birthday is that month. You know I ain't doing a show that day, and my wife's birthday is that day as well, is that month as well. But I think she's going to Vegas, so I might have a little out. But truth be told, even with that, I had a kid, so that means I might not be taking a show either. So September, ain't that much money being made, so I almost have to take a gig on my birthday,
right?
Just so I can pay some bills.
Hey, dude, you don't have to explain that to me at all. Hey, I tell my kids all the time, like, look, you see daddy around the house too much, something get turned off.
Right, right. If you want to keep that Xbox, I got to leave.
Exactly. Like, daddy got to go get it. Man, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on. Eric, man, I'm a huge fan. The album is out tomorrow. It's called
you.
The Box, man. Thank you again for rocking with me, man, and coming through, man.
Man, no, thank you. And thank you for everything, man. Just the friendship and just the swag, man. You make us make sure we stay on top of our game. Because every time I see you, always sharp, always complete. So, you know, from one brother to another brother who appreciates my closet appreciates you.
Let me tell you something. When the wife goes,
do you need another suit? I said, did you see Ronnie the other day? Yes, I need another suit.
Dude, okay. How often do you pick pieces up?
Man, you're going to get me in trouble. I'll make sure my wife is not listening right now.
Not to this
But, you know, I'm a Hugo Boss fan. That's my biggest weakness is Hugo Boss. And you know, for me, you know, I'm size challenged. I'm like, you know, I'm right on the cusp of a lot of stores. Where Hugo Boss, I have a good chance of finding a good amount of clothes that's going to fit me. But, you know, I can't do a H&M or none of that world. But Banana Republic, I can't. That ain't even an option. You know, that ain't an option. So
you can buy
for me,
a tie.
I can get a tie, a scarf, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for me, you know, YouTube has kind of messed things up a little bit because, you know, you can't show up the next city. There go you wore that jacket in Chicago. You're like,
I hate that, dude. I hate that.
They call you on it. So you know, for me, you know, at one point we were just black suits and black ties, and you know that was kind of easy. But I, you know, me, I like to dress. But if you get a flamboyant jacket, that joint has an expiration date on it. So my brother-in-law, my family, they get excited because they know that jacket only it's being passed on. It's being passed on at some point. So I don't know if there's any number. I think with a, you know, like the tour schedule we have right now, you got to pick a few pieces up. You know, you got to pick a few pieces up because you're doing so many shows and you're sweating through everything. You know, so but on a regular, when I don't have shows lined up, which is never, I'm probably not shopping that much. But you know, a new suit or a new blazer a month, you know, shoes, you know, really is where I find it. If I find a good deal, if I find a pair of shoes that are just, I got to have them, you know, we've been fortunate enough to, you know, to make enough music to pick up a pair of shoes every once in a while.
And that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay. Amen.
That's okay. Thank you, Jesus, for making us able. He is it.
Right.
Good stuff. Hey, man. Again, Eric, thank you very much, y'all. Y'all can check him out on Facebook and Twitter. He's at I Am Eric Robeson. Or you can check him out on Instagram and see if he ever duplicated a jacket at Ero44.
Right.
Hey, man. Again, man, thanks for coming on, bro. I appreciate it.
Nah, thank you, Roddy. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, y'all, it's Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. That's Eric Robeson. Check him out one more time. The name of the song is Mark On Me. Hey, I got to thank you for this one, too, Eric, before I let you go.
No, you're all good.
Me and my wife, our song is Softest Lips. That joint, if I put that on, let me tell you something, Eric. We've been married 18 years, so I got to pick my battles, okay? If I didn't got a nap, I done drunk my orange juice, I got myself ready, you know what I'm saying? I go on, and she know when she hear that song, it's showtime in the Perry house. When we throw that Softest Lips on, know
really?
This, Eric Robeson, somewhere Rodney Perry is doing the nasty.
I know that's right. Well, look, man, I don't know if you're in town on the 22nd, man. You know, I would love for you and your wife to be our special guest, man. Come on out and enjoy this. We're going to do Softest Lips. We just added it back in the lineup. It wasn't in the lineup for a minute, but we just added it back in.
We're going to try to make it. I might have to send her because I think I'm working that night in Atlantic City or something like that. But we're going to work it out one way or another.
Even that is fine. Even, you know, you get a text, you say, come back home immediately. You know, you got to catch a red eye. You know, we got it right for you.
I love it, my man. Hey, thanks a lot, man. God bless you, Eric, and continue success. The name of the joint is called The Box by Eric Robeson. All you Eric Robeson fans, new music, album number 10. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
My man.
I'm on a cloud above, yeah. Think I'm falling so in love.
I just kissed the softest lips that God has ever made, and I am so in love with girl to hold these lips in the game.
Come on. The sweetest cry.
feel it all up and down my spine.
Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. That's our show for today. Check us out next Monday, 2 p.m. We are doing it. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live.